Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. We seek to lift up Jesus, who brings light into a darkened world. Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. When my dad would produce this program, he would come on the air with "The Lights of Spiritual Guidance is on the air." What a joy it is to be able to still have available to us over 30 sermons preached by my father, the late Dr. J. Harold Lohman, who was the founder of The Lights of Spiritual Guidance. This is our 86th year of being on the radio. There's never been a week since 1937 that this radio program has not been on the air somewhere. And I'm so thankful for the way the Lord has blessed this radio program. So today we're going to feature a sermon by my father titled Jabez, one of those great personalities of the Old Testament whose story is contained in just a couple of verses. Hope you enjoy the sermon. We'll play it this week as well as next week. If you would like your own personal copy of this sermon, you can write to me and request it. I'd be glad to send it out to you in CD format. And just a note, for those friends of yours who may not be able to hear this program on your radio station, you can always go to our website, lomanministries.org. We upload the program there every week, and we have it archived for 6 months, so you can listen to any of the programs there by clicking on the media tab on the website. That's lomanministries.org. Well, finishing up the month of July, I'm going to be at Portage Holiness Camp Meeting, Portage, Ohio, July 27 to August the 6th. So our friends that listen to us on WBVI in Fostoria, I hope that you will come and support the camp meeting. I'd like to see you in person. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessings in our lives, and I pray that you would bless the message as well as the music today as the folks listen. May our lives be enlightened, encouraged, and challenged by the Word of God. We love you today, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the way that you, across the years, you've supplied the need for the lights of spiritual guidance through your people. And I pray that you lay it upon the hearts of the folks to keep us on this radio station. You always have, and I believe you'll continue doing that as long as you see fit to keep this program on the air. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for the folks who listen and the folks who give. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Don't forget to write us. The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201.
Savior say, sunshine is just inside. Come into the city of light. Well done, my child. Here is your robe of white. Your mansion is just inside. Come into the city of light. Well done, my child. My child.
Tonight I share with you an Old Testament passage of Scripture found in the fourth chapter of the book of First Chronicles. And I read just two verses out of this chapter, verses 9 and 10. And then there's two verses in the 21st chapter of the book of Psalms as a companion passage. But notice in First Chronicles, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, wouldest thou bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me? And God granted him that he requested. In Psalms 21, verses 2 and 6, thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. These verses in 1 Chronicles, the fourth chapter, verses 9 and 10, and Psalms 21, verses 2 and 6. And I especially direct your attention to the 10th verse of the fourth chapter, 1 Chronicles. And Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, wouldest thou bless me indeed? And would you enlarge my coast? And would you put your hand upon me? And would you keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me? And God granted him that he requested. I suppose that I might shock you in the very outset of my message tonight when I tell you that if I were to sit down to read a passage of Scripture rather casually, I would never turn to one of those Old Testament chapters that have to do with genealogies and lineages. An honest confession is good for the soul. To read a chapter that from one word to another simply says that so-and-so beget so-and-so, right on down the line, never lifted my spirit, never blessed me to any degree. I suppose that if I had majored in Bible history, that it might have been just a little different. But to read the lineages and the genealogies, I would not do that if I was seeking a lift or an inspiration to my individual heart. This fourth chapter, First Chronicles, begins with genealogies and lineages, and then all of a sudden it stops. And the two verses in this fourth chapter, First Chronicles, gives the simple statement relative to Jabez. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, Wouldest thou bless me indeed? Would you enlarge my coast? Would you put your hand upon me? And would you keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me? And God granted him that he requested. Nowhere else can I find in the scriptures any kind of description about this young man or the name of Jabez. All that we know about him was that evidently he was born during the time of sorrow to his mother. She had lost her husband, and she had called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. But Jabez must have had a good relationship with the Lord. He must have had good rapport with those that knew him, because the book says that he was more honorable than his brethren. An honorable man is a respected man. An honorable individual is one that has Christian characteristics, and Christian knows something about Christian ethics. And evidently, he had all the characteristics that were necessary. His life measured up. He had relationship with the Lord, that he could accept the challenge that's found in the book to make your request known unto God. And he made his request known to the God that he loved and the God that he served. And if you'll notice, it didn't take long after he made this request and prayed this prayer until God answered his prayer, honored his request, and granted those things that his soul desired. And my friend, tonight, there's one thing certain and sure. I believe that you can live so in the sight of the Lord. You can walk in the stately steppings of the Master. You can know that there's a line that's clear that leads from earth to glory. You can know that the promise that he's made to us from the 4th chapter of Philippians, when he says to make your request known unto God, that God is adequate, God is capable, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And Jabez had that kind of relationship. And the book says, and I believe from the deep of his heart, he cried out, Wouldest thou bless me indeed? Have you ever asked the Lord to bless you? Are you blessable tonight? In the very outset of Hollow Rock Camp Meeting this year, how long has it been since you felt that moving, stirring, warming inner presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? How long has it been since you had an audience with God? How long has it been? Has there been a fresh shower from the hand of the Lord to refresh your soul and lift your spirit and make you to rejoice in the thing, beloved, that makes us know that we have a right relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ? And wouldest thou bless me indeed? I don't mind telling you that occasionally, and there those times of occasion are not too far between, because if they were, I would begin to check up and find out what it is that's blocking the channel of blessing and keeping me from being a recipient of the benefits that there are in a life that's totally dedicated to the cause of Christ. And you see, friend, you don't have to be a spiritual anemic, and you don't have to be dry in your soul. You don't have to lose your testimony and lose the glory and the fire put out on the altars of your heart. You can stay in touch with him. You can know that he is able to do everything that he's promised in his word. And you got a right to ask him and tell him what you'd like for him to do for you. And my friend, hear me, he doesn't have things on ration that you can't have all that you need to sustain you and keep you at the place place where you can be aware and conscious of that inner thrill of His abiding presence within your soul. Every once in a while I get blessed, and you've heard me say it maybe before, that I'm about to get blessed. I had a lady to ask me some time ago when I said something like that. She said, "Brother Loman, what do you mean about to get blessed?" And I said, "Well, you wouldn't understand it if you didn't know the blesser. You got to know the blesser to get blessed. And one reason that a lot of folks never get blessed is because really they don't know the blesser. He's not a figment of the imagination. He's not just a figure of speech. Bless your heart, beloved. He's the God of the skies. And Jesus Christ was the one that died for us. And the Holy Spirit, He is the third person of the Trinity, is the one that can make you aware, make you sensitive to the moving of His presence within your heart. And when it happens like that, beloved, there's nothing unusual for people to say praise the Lord or hallelujah or amen from the deep of their heart, simply because they've been in contact with Him. You see, Uncle Buddy couldn't talk plain, and I had the privilege to know Uncle Bud Robinson, and a feller asked him one time, said, "Buddy, how do you know the Lord's down there?" Well, he said, "Glory to God, He nudges me once in a while and let me know He's down there." And another feller asked him, "How did he know that the Lord was real and was on the throne?" Well, he said, "Pray the Lord that He attached the cord to the gable end of my soul, and He pulls on it every once in a while and lets me know He's on the other end of the line." And ladies and gentlemen, if you're where you need to be in the realm of divine grace, you too, like Jabez, you can say, "Wouldest thou bless me indeed?" But beloved, the blessing of the Lord is not a happen-so thing. There's some contingencies for blessing. There's some things that we measure up to in order to have the best that heaven has. Psalmist David, he described the blessed man like this when he said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted with the rivers of water, that'll bring forth his fruit in his season." And you can know the blessing of the Lord upon your soul. One writer said, "Blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." Bless your heart. You tell me anything tonight that's more wonderful than knowing that your sins have been covered by the blood, and you can testify that there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit of God. For the law of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. And understand what Paul meant when he said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. For how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? For sin shall not have dominion or power over you, for you're not under law but under grace. Having therefore been made free from sin, you become servants to God. You have your fruit unto holiness, and in the end, everlasting life." And I don't know anything that ought to thrill you any more than that. To know your sins are covered, no condemnation, name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't know about you, but I got a pedigree. I'm registered. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been to Calvary. I know what it is to admit the Master. Know what it is tonight to have my sins covered with the blood. And oh, beloved, hear me. In spite of all the liberalism and the modernism and the skepticism of this day, that fountain still lies open in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. Bless your heart, beloved, tonight. I wish that everybody on these grounds these days would get as desperate about it as Jacob was. Because when he wrestled all night long, you know what, beloved, he said in the final climax, he said, "I'm not going to let you go till you bless me." Be amazing what would happen. Brother Truex talked about hoping that we could have the greatest camp meeting we'd ever have. Not because we fellows are the preachers, but because the blessed Holy Spirit was given the privilege to have His right of way. And ladies and gentlemen, get to the place where you're tired of just a form of godliness without any power. Get to the place where you want something that stimulates you in the inner recesses of your soul and makes you know beyond any doubt that you belong to Jesus. I used to be a foreigner and a stranger and an alien. But thank God tonight I'm a child of the King. My Father's rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I once was an outcast, a stranger on earth, a sinner by choice, an alien by birth. But I've been adopted. My name's written down. I'm an heir to a mansion, a robe and a crown, a tenor, a cottage. Why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I may sing. All glory to God. I'm a child of the King. Brother, just that fact is enough to bless you beyond yourself. Oh, hear me in Psalm 67:1. Psalmist David said, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine on us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth and thy saving health among all nations. Jabez said, wouldest thou bless me indeed?
Our time has come and gone for this edition of The Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I do hope you'll take a few minutes to write us that letter of support so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the PayPal tab or the Venmo tab on the website. I do hope you'll find a place to worship this weekend. In the state of Illinois, I know you would be welcome at the Church of the Nazarene in Murfreesboro and Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Faustoria. And in the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point and Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, along with Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Flintwood Wesleyan Church, and Columbus Free Methodist Church. Till this same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.